audience is still craving this thing.
Just try to win.
Hit the 17, the girl on fire!
Listen to me. You're stronger than they are. You are.
I'm not allowed to bet, but if I could, I'd bet on you.
Thank you.
The Hunger Games number one again. A lot of experts thought maybe it falls to second place this past weekend. It didn't happen, though. Let's get all the details and look ahead to the new weekend with Alan Silverman with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service. What is it about this movie, Alan? Just can't absorb enough love, I guess.
Dimitri, they can't get enough servings of the Hunger Games, despite dropping 36% from the previous weekend, which is reasonable. 21.1 million for its fourth weekend. And it's a fourth weekend in the top spot, something that has not happened since January 2010, when a little film called Avatar had a grip on number one. Bows and arrows figure in both, don't they, in both films. So maybe that's the key. Maybe that's the reason. But so far, the Hunger Games has racked up close to $340 million in North America, well over half a billion dollars internationally. The key, besides archery, that is, Oscar winner Simon Beaufoy is at work on the script for the second film in the trilogy, Catching Fire. And his take is, you can relate to it.
They're very ordinary people. That's what I like about them, being forced into this appalling situation where they're having to kill other people.
Oh, yeah, that little thing. At any rate, The Hunger Games definitely going into the record books. Second place may not be the best place to debut, but it sure beats a poke in the eye. None other than the Three Stooges slapsticking their way to a $17 million opening thanks to a largely male audience, 58%. You think the women really wanted to turn out for it? Surprisingly, 42% of the audience was female, about evenly split above and below 25. An older crowd, also mostly men, took in, or maybe felt taken in by, The Cabin in the Woods, which logs... Cabin logs a $14.7 million weekend at number three. The only other wide opener of the weekend was Lockout, and it was almost locked out of the top 10. The outer space prison break drama opened in ninth place, just $6.2 million.
It could very well be that plenty of boyfriends and husbands grabbed spouses and girlfriends to see the Three Stooges. Maybe it's the opposite effect as far as a new movie coming out in a few days.
Expect a lot of kicking and screaming. A weepy new romance based on the Nicholas Sparks novel, The Lucky One. Guys, just give up. Your girlfriend and spouse will just have to see this tear-stained melodrama that stars Zac Efron, who gets to deliver lines like, "You deserve to be kissed every day."
When I did read that line, I was going, oh, I gotta say that. But in the moment, I think, you know, you're able to find it.
You know you need to bring a whole box of tissues when it's based on a novel by Nicholas Sparks, who says, chick flick? Why not?
The world is what it is. You know, girls are going to go see these more than guys. I know that. I'm fine with that.
And the check clears, too. I think he's fine with that as well. Think Like a Man is also opening this coming weekend. It's based on the bestseller by Steve Harvey, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. And it's been turned into a very funny comedy with a kind of twisted perspective on the battle of the sexes. The young and very beautiful cast includes Megan Good, Taraji P. Henson, Gabrielle Union. But director Tim Story, who also made Barbershop, says it is not just for a black audience.
I think the way you make a film in this genre crossover is that it's truthful. And I think every race, nationality, everybody goes through it. And as long as we stay true to the storytelling of that, I think everybody will enjoy it.
And I think everybody should enjoy it. I think that Think Like a Man will be the date night favorite. Also, a couple of nature documentaries opening this weekend. Chimpanzee, a stunning documentary film from Disney about chimpanzees. And To the Arctic is another nature documentary, this one narrated by Oscar winner Meryl Streep, and it's opening at IMAX screens in limited release. Also in limited release, the documentary Marley takes a close look at the short life and meteoric rise of Jamaica-born Bob Marley, whose musical influence is felt far and wide long after his death. Kevin MacDonald is the director.
With Bob, I think people feel like they have more than just a musical connection with him. It's more than just about the fact that he wrote beautiful melodies and had a beautiful voice. It's about the fact that what he's singing about, they find relevance in.
Marley is in limited release this coming weekend. But I tell you, buy stock in Kleenex, because I think it's going to be the lucky one. I think the Nicholas Sparks novel will finally, or the Nicholas Sparks adaptation, will finally push the Hunger Games off the top spot.
All right, Alan. And by the way, Marley is playing in less than an hour at DC's Landmark East Street Cinema. The 9 p.m. show is the only one for DC Film Fest. Tickets $11 at the box office, if any are left. I don't mean to lead you astray. I don't want anybody racing down there and perhaps finding that there are no seats, but it just struck me as I was looking over Alan's notes tonight that you could catch that film as part of DC Film Fest. Marley playing tonight at 9 at Landmark. Now, we thank Alan Silverman, as always, our Monday night guest with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service.